This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Even after years of being in limbo, a proposal to build two new reservoirs in northern Colorado continues to draw passionate opposition. The latest controversy centers around the release of a long-awaited environmental analysis by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that lays the groundwork for a final decision on the project. KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn has more.
More than 100 people filled a popular and loud Fort Collins bar on Tuesday night. They were rallied by the group Save the Pooter, which opposes the new reservoirs. Doug Swartz enjoys kayaking and bird watching along the river.
I'm here tonight because I'm concerned about what the proposed project will do to the river through town.
The Northern Integrated Supply Project, or NISP, would take about half the water flowing down the Pooter River above Fort Collins during May, June, and July. Swartz thinks that's too much, since farmers and cities are already taking a lot of water from the river.
It behaves less and less like a real river and more like a manipulated ditch, to be honest with you.
For others, like Connie Olson, who volunteers for Save the Pooter, a healthy river represents Fort Collins and its values.
Well, I love this city. I've lived here since 73, and I really think that it's the lifeblood of the city, and I think that it should be left alone for us to use for recreation and just contemplation and nature and open space and preserving it as it is.
After 8 years of study, the Army Corps of Engineers released its latest environmental impact statement in June. That analysis found that building the reservoirs is the best option to provide water for over a dozen small, fast-growing Front Range towns, instead of taking it from farmers. But John Bartholow is concerned about the health of the river.
I'm a retired ecologist, used to work with the U.S. Geological Survey here in Fort Collins as a researcher. Worked on rivers, fish habitat, water quality. Rivers are a passion of mine.
Bartholow says the project will shrink the river, making it more prone to flooding. It will also make it harder to flush sediments and ash from fires down the river. He says it will also hurt aquatic life.
What I found most troubling about the environmental impact statement is the attitude that the river's already going downhill, so this will just be a minor additional incremental deficit for the river. That's not where we want to go. That's the wrong goal. We want to make it better.
But others think building the dams is the right way to go. Since the Corps released its analysis, area politicians, including Senator Cory Gardner, have trumpeted and tweeted their support for NISP. But Save the Pooter Executive Director Gary Walkner says the analysis is flawed. Instead, he says, Front Range towns should focus on alternative ways to get water.
By conservation efficiency, by working with farmers, by getting the water off the land on the farms that are right around the towns that they're going to grow on top of, instead of further draining and destroying the Pooter River.
But the Army Corps analysis rejected proposals to use conservation and other measures to meet future water needs. This may seem like a setback for those who don't want the dams to be built. But that doesn't deter opponents like Doug Swartz. He plans to attend a public meeting next week with the Corps and offer his comments.
I certainly hope we can have an impact and slow this train down.
As part of the comment period on the latest environmental impact statement, the Army Corps is hosting two public forums. One is next Wednesday in Fort Collins, the other is Thursday in Greeley. Final comments are due by September 3rd. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.